has more in this report.
According to CHS Executive Vice President of Ag Business, John Griffith, China has purchased approximately one-third of the 12 million metric ton total. That amount of soybeans is expected to be purchased before the end of the year, just a few short weeks away.
Of course, the window is tight before Brazilian harvest comes into full effect, probably by March. And so this window that they're trying to buy from is closing on us because we got kind of a late start to this year's campaign, of course, with the tariff situation. So it's going to be difficult, I think, Don, to get there, but they're clearly on a path in that direction, and I think that we're fairly optimistic that they'll get close to that 12 million tons, if not achieve that. Just a reminder, 12 million tons is about half of what the recent history was as well, so it's a step in the right direction, but we got a late start. It's a smaller quantity than what we would have generally hoped for or needed given the size of the crop, but it's very, very welcome demand.
There is still a 10% tariff in place on all Chinese soybean sales for the United States. That is equal to about $1.30 per bushel in tariff costs.
So that's still a trade barrier that needs to be resolved for there to be truly free and fair trade. So we continue to advocate for the removal of that last 10% to put us on an even playing field with Brazil. And as you know, Brazil has expanded their production significantly over the years, and that alone is a challenge, let alone having a 10% disadvantage in the pricing to that private sector as well.
So tell me, where does CHS, when you take a look globally, see opportunity to be moving our grain?
Specific to China, there's no place on planet Earth that can take and replace the demand that China typically has in the soybean market. China represents 65% of the entire global soybean trade. So relative to soybeans, it's crucially important that we have some access there, and we are getting some of that access now.
Griffith said work is also underway to capture demand for U.S. soybeans in other parts of the world, including Southeast Asia, Europe, and North Africa. The CHS annual meeting continues through tomorrow. Reporting from Minneapolis, I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
Speaking at the CHS annual